Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
You don't know. Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello to everyone. Welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. I am super excited to have you joining us here. You know we're holding it down in the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring you phenomenal shows and outstanding guests. And today is no different at all. Of course, this is your lovely, stunning, magnificent host, Charvette Mitchell. And we have an author spotlight today. We have an artist spotlight. And we have an emerging youth spotlight. So you don't want to go anywhere at all. We are going to start at the top of the hour out with our author spotlight, the dynamic Patty Lacey. She's joining us in the virtual studio. Then we will go to evangelist Liz Wright. She's going to talk to us about her CD, This Is My Story. I'm telling you, it's awesome. And then we're going to wrap up the show. We call them DKW, the official DKW. Oh my goodness, Mr. DeMarcon Williams is wrapping up the show with us. So we want you to keep it right there. Of course, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/Charvette, and connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette. You can keep up with all the guests and all the good stuff that's going on. Oh, before I get into anything else, I have to give out shout-outs to recent listeners. We see you. Those from Richmond, Virginia, hello. Raleigh, North Carolina, what's up? Woodbridge, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Portsmouth, Virginia, Providence Forge, Virginia, White Lake, Michigan, St. Petersburg, Florida, Mobile, Alabama, Memphis, Tennessee, Bronx, New York, and the list goes on. Thank you for checking out the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. All right, so let's move into our first segment. Again, I have the dynamic Patty Lacey on the line with me in the virtual studio. She's the author of An Irish Woman's Tale, What the Bayou Saw, The Rhythm of Secrets, and the newly released Reclaiming Lily. She writes women's contemporary fiction inspired by Romans 8:28. And listeners, I think you need to put your hands together. Right now, coming to the mic is author, novelist, Patty Lacey. Welcome to the show, Patty.
Wow, Charvette, I feel like going out and running a mile in Richmond there with you. Amazing. Welcome.
Oh, you did the work. We're just glad to have you and be able to feature you and talk about Reclaiming Lily, your new novel.
Thanks so much. I'm so glad to be here, and I appreciate all you did with Tiora Moody to get me here.
Yes, big shout out to her. I love working with her.
She's amazing.
Right, so tell our listeners. Yes, she's amazing. So tell our listeners, what is Reclaiming Lily about?
Reclaiming Lily is the story about who actually owns a child adopted from another country. And if a birth family has rights to that child after the child is signed over for adoption.
Wow. What made you decide to pick this type of topic?
Well, you know, Charvette, it's very personal, like all of my novels have been. 3 years ago, my mother went in for a routine test, and the doctor just happened to be from China and just happened to be from the area of China where my parents had been missionaries in 1988. And they reminisced about how my mother had been the first Westerner to come to their city. And an hour later, my mother awoke from her procedure, and the doctor was crying and told my mother she had cancer. But she told my mother she was going to adopt her as an American mother and take care of her. And part of that adoption process entailed me getting to know Dr. Kai. And she shared with me the heartrending story of what it was like to live in China during the Cultural Revolution and some of the difficult choices that were made, including giving up or aborting a baby. And I just knew the first time I started hearing that story that I wanted to capture it in a novel.
Wow. So would you say this is loosely based off of a real-life story or more inspired by real-life events?
It's inspired, Charvette. Actually, Dr. Kai's life had a different turn. The early scenes in China do capture much of what happened to Dr. Kai and her two sisters, but the story frame of the adoption and all is fiction.
Okay, wonderful. And you write Christian contemporary fiction inspired by Romans 8:28. So certainly you have to tell us what the significance is of that particular scripture in your life and in your writing.
Ooh, I love talking about this. That scripture says, God works for good in all things in the life of those who love him, who call on his name. And when I was rebellious and much younger, I used to really scoff at that and say, oh, right, so God works in the death of a baby, or God works through the death of a young mother that has five children. And I just didn't want to believe that. And God showed me over time through my own life where if we will submit to his will, God can use things that were meant for bad for good. And in each one of my novels, I kind of take a true life story, a woman's problem, a woman's tragedy. In the Irish woman's tale, it's being given away, basically kind of sold by your birth mother in Ireland and dumped in another country. In what the bio saw, it was a rape and racism and two young girls that were separated and not allowed to be friends. And in this latest novel, it's the secret of giving away a sister to save her from being aborted and then, trying to reclaim that sister later in life. So a tragedy that can be changed for good.
Wonderful, wonderful. And you know what I love? Listeners, you have to go to her website, PattyLacy.com, and that's Patty with an I, not a Y. Patty with the I, not a Y. I love the book trailers that you have. I mean, it is like movie production quality. When I finish watching the trailers, I'm like, okay, where can I watch this on TV? Like, I want to say, and I'm like, oh, okay, I've got to get the book. But I love the concepts that you have for the book trailers. So listeners, definitely go check out all the book trailers on PattyLacy.com. Have you ever thought about doing plays or movies with your books?
Actually, there is a company interested right now in reclaiming Lily, and my agent is handling that, and it's going really slowly, and I hadn't heard anything, and I think all writers dream of seeing, their film on the screen, and I think of the recent film, The Help. I love the book, The Help, so much, but I love the film even more, and it was amazing to see, how a book could be made into a film. So, yes, of course, but, that are pretty low, but we'll just go with where God takes us on that.
Outstanding, outstanding. And so your writing process, when you were writing Reclaiming Lily, did it just flow? Did you have any writer's block, any of that?
It just flowed like ink coming out of an old-timey fountain pen. Actually went to China, Charvette, and really got to see the smells and tastes and sights of China. And when I came back, I had a deadline on the novel, and it was really interesting to see how I responded with help from two wonderful friends and the Holy Spirit, because I had never worked under a deadline. My previous works had been completed when I sold them. So, it really did flow, and I was surprised because it hadn't been something that comes easily to me. Usually I'm the one that feels like I've, I'm pulling blood out of a collapsed vein to get one of those words out on paper. So,
oh, my goodness. Well, tell our listeners, how can they purchase and find out more information about Reclaiming Lily?
It is at most Barnes & Noble stores, as far as I know, where you can just go into your local bookstore and purchase it. Also, some great online sites are Amazon.com and ChristianBook.com. And also, there's links on my website that Charvette already mentioned, PattyLacy.com.
Okay, and can they connect with you on any of the social networking sites?
They sure can. I'm on Facebook and both an author and a personal page, and I post daily art bites. I used to be a humanities teacher and just am enthralled with paintings. And so every day, Monday through Friday, I post paintings that I love, and I also post snippets of hymns to try to inspire not only me, but my listeners and my readers. So I love Facebook, and, you know, my agent told me to get on, and my daughter pulled me on that thing dragging a year ago, and I can't believe, you know, how far I've come in a year. So it's amazing, and now my daughter says us old people are ruining Facebook.
Oh, my goodness. Tell her don't say that.
You know how they are, Charvette.
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm telling you what, Reclaiming Lily, certainly, I mean, just what it's about is intriguing enough. And, you know, this tug of war between a Harvard-educated doctor and an American pastor and his wife for this precious child, and then all of the different themes that you have running through it. You know, some people would say, well, if you're writing a Christian book, you could just write like a self-help book, or you could write, you know, do's and don'ts. But I love that you chose to do this through a novel, through a story. How do you think that helps people relate the themes, the positive themes, to their own life?
Well, I think Jesus was the master parable teller, and he taught us that truths can be gleaned from stories. And I just love taking situations that are a little grittier, because you know, we all have stuff in our life, and I'm just not the kind of writer that wants the sweet romance. I'm so glad there are some of those, but I feel like a lot of us want to get into the hard issues. And so in this particular book, Reclaiming Lily, we deal with a teenage cutter, and I had never really heard of self-mutilation much and didn't understand how rampant it was. And Charvette, you may not know, but one out of five of our teenagers tries self-mutilation, either burning themselves or cutting themselves. And so I felt like this was a topic to insert in it as gently a way as possible into this novel. So I take a teenager that's rebellious, that's suffering, that's depressed, and I have her try cutting, and just to kind of explore it a little bit and to make readers aware that this is a problem.
My goodness, yeah, I didn't know that. I'd heard of it. I knew of it. I didn't know that the statistics were that high, 1 in 5. Well, you know, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we definitely want our topics to do that for our listeners. And, of course, the guests that we have, we want that to happen, to motivate and excite and influence someone's decisions. So, again, listeners, if you just tuned in, we welcome you. You are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're in our author spotlight, talking to Patty Lacey. Oh, my goodness, newly released novel, Reclaiming Lily. You want to check her out online at www.pattylacey.com. Find her on Facebook. You can like the Facebook fan page and all that good stuff. And, of course, check out the book trailers on her main website. You will be thoroughly impressed. So, Patty, what is next for you? I know this is your official blog tour, so I know you are doing a lot of media and talking, but are you doing book signings? Do you have any in-person book signings?
I do. I just had one at Barnes & Noble in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois, which is Normal is my hometown, this past weekend, and have some appearances scheduled for next year and later this year. They're listed on the events page of my website. And December 10th here in my area, I'm speaking before 1,000 women. So I've got a hot topic to bring up about materialism right before Christmas. And so, and I'm also working on a new series called Below Normal, and it will investigate life in a normal town, which is way not normal. And then I also have recently been inspired by a Civil War book on Lincoln, and would like to write a romance set around the time of President Lincoln's tenure in office.
Wow. So you have, I'm telling you, it sounds like the creative juices are flowing for you. And we certainly just wish you a much more success and much more, you know, just exposure with your current novel that is out, Reclaiming Lily. And then, of course, all of the other projects that you have available and any events that you have available. The goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we'd like to know what continues to motivate you.
I think just getting up every day, Charvette, and knowing that God has a purpose for me, and he will show me, and in 5 years it may be something different, and I just want to be obedient to him. I think his dreams for me have been bigger than anything I ever imagined. I was a teacher
yeah.
and never dreamed I would write, and God whispered to me to capture that first book, The Story of My Best Friend. So I just want all your readers to know that it is wonderful to have plans of your heart and dreams, but sometimes God has purposes that are more than you ever imagined if you just pretty much die to your own plan, your rigid idea of what you are, and let him show the world who you are. And this book also talks about that control that all of us, especially us women, seem to want.
Yes.
And what can happen when you just release that and let God take over and let him sit in the driver's seat and take you to places you never thought you'd be.
Oh, well said. Let him take you to places, and you don't have your gift will make room for you, right?
That's right.
It'll make room for you. Well, thank you so much again, Patty, for joining us here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Much success to you and your novel and hopefully the movie and all that good stuff. And we'll just keep in touch with you on Facebook. And again, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
You are amazing. I'm going to carry your charisma right onto my Bible study tonight. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right.
Bye-bye.
Listeners, bye-bye. Listeners, you want to keep it locked right there. You don't want to go anywhere. We're coming up with our next segment. I'm telling you, this lady is dynamic. She's our artist spotlight, evangelist Liz Wright. She's hanging out in the virtual studio right now. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we will be back so you can hear and find out more about evangelist Liz Wright and her project and all the phenomenal things she's doing. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.Mitchell-Productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
Industry Buzz with 3Zs.com. Join in today on the movement to bring integrity back to media. With one click of a button, you can disseminate your information right from Industry Buzz to all your favorite social sites like Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, and to your email contact. Maximize your vision today. Plus, get the latest news, entertainment, and media. Need fashion or makeup tips? Looking for a job? Connect with us today. Want to connect with other business visionaries? Connect with us today. This site is for everyone, from teens to music lovers, from businessmen and women, industry professionals, and performers. As a member of Industry Buzz with 3Z, you'll gain help promoting your vision. Industry Buzz with 3Zs will expose, expand, and keep your fan base up to date with all your happenings. Members also receive free or discounted perks from various sponsored companies. So join the social network. Expand and stabilize your business. Connect with like-minded individuals. Need an artist to minister at your upcoming event? Look on Industry Buzz. Have a voice and submit your article to our e-magazine. Industry Buzz with 3Zs is the place to globalize your vision. Establish it today. Be heard. It's all on IndustryBuzzWith3Zs.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell.
Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading author, gospel artist, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Listeners, we're glad to have you, excited to have you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And we're going into our second segment, which is our artist spotlight, evangelist Liz Wright, gospel singer, preacher. Oh, my goodness, she has performed with Pastor Timothy Wright for over 20 years. She also performed with Carly Simon, Lenny Kravitz, Bon Jovi, Paul Simon, the late Gregory Hines. She's been on tour and all over the world, places like Barbados and France and Germany and Spain and Paris. And I'm telling you what, she has a project out called This Is My Story, and it is hot. It's hot. I'm bringing her to the mic right now. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Evangelist Liz Wright. Woo! Evangelist Liz, how you doing?
I'm good, good. How you doing?
I am wonderful. I'm telling you, I'm ready for you today. I am ready to share you with my listeners. Long overdue and my fault. So, listeners, this is my fault because I should have been, as they say, I should have been had on the show. I know that's not correct English. But I'm excited to feature you in our artist spotlight and just want our listeners to learn a little bit more about you. I want to talk about your project, and I'm going to let our listeners hear one of my favorite singles tracks from your project, Alive, Alive. But let's start from the beginning. How did music ministry start for you?
Well, it started some years ago, and I think if I have to send it to you, one prophet wrote about me, and he said I was born to sing. And this is from the beginning. It's just from it was prophesied that I would be a great artist and a great singer. And from my childhood, I've sang all my entire life.
Wow. And you grew up in New York, so we certainly got to give a shout-out to all our New York listeners.
Yes, that's why. That's my home. That's my home. Yes, New York is my home.
So how did you get connected with great gospel legends such as Pastor Timothy Wright?
Well, honestly, Pastor Wright, he used to play for Bishop. Well, he was Bishop Washington's musician. And what happened is my father and Bishop Washington had a fellowship for many, many years. And they would come and, you know, we would go. Well, finally, one day, Pastor Wright at the time was a brother Wright at the time. He came to our church and he played. I was singing, I Come to the Garden Alone. You know me and my old songs, and he's so impressed with me. And I think I was 16. And this is my father. He asked my father. He says I would love for her to sing with me. He just started the concert choir. My father said, take her and train her, and that's exactly what he did. That's exactly what he did.
Outstanding, and we certainly give honor to his legacy, to the legacy of Pastor Timothy Wright and all of the fine work that you did there. And then you're just so well-known, certainly all around, and your new project is getting airplay, or I won't say your new project, your last project is getting so much good airplay and so much love, and it's called This Is My Story. So tell our listeners about This Is My Story. How did you put the project together?
Well, what I wanted to do, I was at a church visiting, doing a favor for a family member, and the pastor there says to me, I was singing a little singing for him, and he says, do you have a project? I said, no. He said, well, we're going to get you one. And just from there, it just took off. I brought Elder David Bratton in, and he worked with me, and then my son, and different ones that came, and they came in, and they worked with me, and I got a chance to do some songs. What I wanted to do with this project was make it versatile, just show a little of everything, you know, what the Lord has blessed you with. And honestly, I went out of five my box, as some people would say, because, you know, I'm more of a traditional singer. I wanted to show some versatility that I could do it anything if I needed to. And this is how this project came. And I wanted to just kind of take it home and do some traditional. I got some Mahalia on there. I got a little jazz on there. I got something for the young folks. I got something for anybody that loves gospel. It's on that album.
I love the project. Some projects you pick up and you're like, okay, I like two things, you know, two songs, but this is one of those where you're not going to skip forward to the next song. You're going to enjoy every single song. And, yes, you are that traditional artist, but you can put that little flair in there whenever you want to. And you know what? You have remained true to, you know, your traditional gospel style. With, again, like a little bit of flair, do you think that is lacking in gospel music today, or do you think that it's just other music gets maybe more airplay than the traditional gospel?
Well, you know, it really does. It does. But, you know, the thing is, musical times are different. But the good thing about it is that you notice that even all the artists that do the newer stuff, they always come back to the traditional stuff. Because see, that's
true.
Going to last forever.
Forever. Yes.
Forever.
Now, how can listeners purchase some of your music?
Well, they could go on CD.com and purchase it, or CDBabies.com, and they can purchase the CD. They can even listen to it because, you know, they have the snippets and everything. But they can go right on CDBabies.com and get the CD and listen to it. I'm sure they won't be disappointed.
That's right. And listeners, if you're following me on Twitter, I put the CD Baby link for Evangelist Liz on my Twitter page, so it's easy to get to there. And also, if you just go to cdbaby.com and just put in Liz Wright, L-I-Z, you will be able to find it. And also, if you're following me on Facebook, the link is there on my page as well. So very easy and very simple for you. And so I definitely want to give a shout-out to your lovely husband, Deacon Thurman Wright. Woo-hoo! I love him.
Oh, he's going to love that, boy. He's going to love that.
Yes, yes. I tell him, I gave him a shout-out on the show. Such a sweet spirit. Such a sweet spirit. And so you're getting ready to go overseas again.
Yes, I am. Last year, the Lord blessed me to go over. And I'm telling you, Charvette, it was such an experience. And the good thing about it, not just the trip, but the fact that the people over there were so receptive, and they just were so happy for us to come and sing. And one lady stopped me and she said, "Thank you for bringing us Jesus." And I tell you, that was more than anything else we did. I mean, just the mere fact that they were just saying those things and how the people are so hungry. And you know, sometimes we take things for granted because we have it all the time. But those people over there are hungry. So this year, when they started, you know, asking, I was the first person they called. They said, she's going to come back, and she's going to come. So I thank God. I thank God when I was able to really minister. And that's what it's about, ministry.
Yeah.
You just, you know, it's the ministry and what it that it touched the heart of the people. And one young man touched me. I didn't even think they could speak English. And he said to me, he says, "Well, you have God in you." And you know what? Oh, my God, that did something to me. Because
my God.
And nobody has seen it, then I'm wasting my time. But if my light is shining, oh, then I'm doing something. And I thank God for that. To God be the glory.
That is the testament, and that is the purpose. Outstanding. So where exactly will you be overseas?
Well, now this year, I'm actually not really sure. I know we're going to Italy. I think we're doing all the countries. We're going to Italy. I think we're going to, where else are we going? I know we're going to Italy. I think we're going, I don't know if we're going to Germany. And Hungary. I think so far those are the places that I know of. And, you know, when we get there, we're liable to, you know, go, we don't have the whole schedule. But so far those are the places that we're going so far. And Hungary is really, it's a very, very poor country. But I'm telling you, those people packed that, I mean, it was standing room only.
My God.
I mean, we got all down on the floor and everything. And the people were crying. It's just an experience that you have to experience. I mean, it's like no other. I'm telling you, because the people are so hungry for God.
Wow. And it really broadens your awareness of, we take things for granted.
Yes, my goodness.
Well, you are international.
Praise God.
Well, listeners, if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're excited to have you joining us here this Tuesday. We're broadcasting out of the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, and we are in our artist spotlight talking to Evangelist Liz Wright. You want to check out her project, This Is My Story. I'm telling you, you are going to like everything on it. You can get that from CD Baby. Just search for Liz Wright. Very simple. And you know what, Evangelist Liz? I think we need to let them hear a little something because I know they're like, okay, let us hear. And I want to play Alive, Alive. Tell us about Alive, Alive. Yeah.
Well, honestly, I'm telling you, when I first heard the song, because, you know, I've never done songs like that, and David Brad, who was the producer, he said, I need you to try something new. And when I first heard it, I said, Lord, the saints are going to talk about me. I said, because some people are so used to me doing, you know, the traditional stuff. But I felt like, you know what? I said, I need to do something different. And as artists, you just need to try things. I don't never go out of my comfort zone, you know me. But I thought that it was a beautiful song, something new. And I went for it, and I tell you, it worked out fine. When I got into it, you know how I do when I get into song.
Yeah, yeah, you put your own spin on it. I know you did. Yeah. I know you did. And you can, I can hear it. And so we want to let our listeners hear that. So hang out with us right in the virtual studio. We're going to let our listeners hear Alive, Alive, and we will be right back with Evangelist Liz Wright. Listeners, don't you go anywhere. Here we go, Alive, Alive.
The praises of his people, and that's why we sing praises. Listen, alive, alive, your spirit is.
And you know what, Evangelist Liz, I hear you, you're sneaking the preaching in there. I hear you sneaking that in there. So how does being certainly an evangelist, a preacher, how, I guess that would actually make things easier, would it not? Because you can kind of sing your own sermonic solo and then go into the Word.
Yeah, well, that is true. That's exactly what I do, too. It's just when I go places. If they don't know this, it's the first time there, you know, they always ask me, Evangelist Wright, would you like to have someone sing a sermonic solo? I said, I think I got it. And they kind of laugh, and they said, so when I started singing, they said, well, Evangelist Wright, you didn't tell us you could sing. I said, well, you didn't really ask. But I thank God that he has given me ability to preach and sing. And notice I say preach, then sing, because we know that the word is more important any day than singing. because it's the word that's going to keep us and the word that we have to live by. You know, singing is fine if you know that, but it's that word. And so my endeavor every day is to really stay in that word.
Yes. And when did you first start preaching?
You know, believe it or not, I've been preaching for over 20-some-odd years. And
oh,
honestly, I didn't really want to preach. I asked the Lord. I told the Lord, I said, now, Lord, you got plenty of preachers in my family. You don't really need me. But, you know, I learned that you have to do what God tells you to do if you want to be blessed.
That's
so
right.
It's been over 20-some-odd years I've been preaching a long time.
My goodness. Well, certainly you are blessed, and I love that the goal that guides your ministry, your bio says, I like how that's put, the goal that guides your ministry is to spread God's word and to help save and deliver the lost. And so certainly you do that through your music ministry, through your preaching ministry, and just all of the great things that you and your husband do. You're always traveling and just good representative of the kingdom. And I'm excited that we were able to feature you on the show. So listeners, go to CDBaby.com, search for Liz Wright, and get this project. You will not be disappointed. This is my story. Any other favorite tracks you want to point out on the project?
Yes, I love Just Because You're God.
Yeah, that worship.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence, and we want to know what continues to motivate you.
Oh, just the word, and knowing that what God has already done in the past, He's still able to do it right now, and that's what motivates me. And you know, I think about David. David had so many obstacles in his life that he really cared about. He said, "Boy, you brought me through that. You delivered me. That's good. I know you can do it now." So I have present confidence based on past experience of what God is doing. So I'm
all right.
That's what motivates me.
Yes, I have present. Let me say that again for the listeners. Present confidence based on past victories and deliverances. Yes. I love it.
Yes.
I love it. I love it. Well, I am telling you, we are excited for you, and much success and luck, much success and safe travel overseas as you go to minister and all of the great things that you have coming up. And listeners can connect with you on Facebook, right?
Yes, they can.
Great, and then that way you can see if she's coming to a city near you at some point. And all of your contact information is there. And, of course, you can contact the show if you would like to find out more contact information for Evangelist Liz Wright. Again, thank you so much for stopping by the show.
Thank you. And you take care.
Oh, you're welcome. I sure will. All right, listeners, don't you go anywhere. We're going to be going to our last segment of the day. We saved some good stuff at the end for you, an emerging youth leader, I am calling him. You know, we go by nicknames around here, DKW, official DKW.org. He's hanging out in the virtual studio. We're going to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Don't you go anywhere. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
What do your status updates say? You're learning a new language? Going all organic? Instead of typing your feelings, what if you could put them into action? By creating a network to help keep kids off the streets in a country like Armenia or in Honduras. What if every ounce of your being helped update the status of a person, and in turn they did the same for you? Would this be enough social interaction? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. Get interactive at peacecorps.gov/game.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answered no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. check out our portfolio at Mitchell-Productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back, So excited to have you tuning in and checking us out here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're going into our third segment with, I'm calling it, an emerging youth leader. Oh, my goodness, DKW hanging out in the virtual studio. I'm bringing him to the mic right now. Mr. Williams, how you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I am wonderful. I finally have you on the show. How about that?
Yes, I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, my goodness. Now, say your first name for me because I did not want to pronounce it incorrectly.
Yes, it's DeMarcio.
DeMarcio. Okay, I was going to say that just about. Okay, great. DeMarcio.
Right,
K.
that's what
Williams.
We go by, official DKW. So that's
yeah, see, and that's what I always, because I'm always like DKW, DK,
right.
official DKW, you know, the network and all of that. So I was like,
yeah.
You know what, I don't want to say his name wrong. But I'm excited to have you here. Certainly, you know, community activist, a minister, you're the CEO, founder of Next Dimension Network.
Yes.
You're a college, promoted college student, and you just do so many things. So let's talk to our listeners about kind of how you got started with, you know, trying to have a platform to inspire and impact and inform people.
Yeah, it definitely started, you know, I was 2-3 years old, like running around the house, and my mom said that, you know, I was preaching, singing, dancing, and just using my mouth. So I always knew that I would be an effective communicator, but I never knew that I would have my own network. But it really was Oprah Winfrey that inspired me to, you know, have my own network to inspire, impact, and inform people.
Wow. And tell us what is included with your network.
Well, we're an entertainment network that brings the best in entertainment, you know, motivation, but also information. So it's not only shows that we have, you know, our radio shows and, you know, our online web cast, but we also have our Twitter and Facebook page to have great discussions and get out information that's going on in the gospel community, you know, the world that we all live in, as I say. And it's just a way to inspire young and old people alike, you know, just to get involved in community and get involved in the world. So it's a great,
wonderful,
you know, network.
Wonderful. And I love that you're using technology. So, you know, your network,
yeah,
is, you know, you're doing webcasts and you have the internet, or you do actually,
yeah,
in-studio radio shows and then they're,
yeah,
heard, you know, yeah, on the air.
Mm-hmm.
Are you using Skype?
We haven't got that far yet, but we were talking with, when we were on Orchard Radio, we were starting to get Skype involved, but definitely using Facebook and Twitter and just ways to, you know, get the word out that, you know, we're here to inspire, impact, and inform in any way we can. So, yeah, we're definitely working on Skype now, but, yeah.
Wonderful. And so if someone wanted to get connected with your network, how could they,
mm-hmm,
do that?
They could definitely go to our Facebook page, Next Dimension Network, and we're also on Twitter. And our president is working now with our emailing list, you know, that people send in emails, they give show ideas,
yeah,
or if they want to have a show on the network, they send in the information. And, you know, we work with producers trying to set up the show and write it out and, you know, make sure that legally we can do it. And then, you,
mm-hmm,
know, that no one else is doing that show. And then also we make sure that it's either inspiring, impacting, or informing. And impacting more of motivating and, you know, inspiring others. So definitely can,
you
get
know
involved,
what, you
email us.
You sound like you have your stuff together, and you're a young guy. This is not,
yeah,
like somebody listening. This is not like a 40 or 50 or 60 year old. This is a young,
yeah,
guy. I'm not going to make you say your age unless you want,
yeah,
to. But this is a young guy, and you have your, you,
yeah,
know, you have your ducks in a row, and you have at least your thought process is,
yeah,
there. So how do you,
yeah,
want to impact youth, today's youth? What are you, what is your message to today's,
mm-hmm,
youth?
today's youth, I was speaking on Sunday at a church, and I was just letting them know that everyone has a specific assignment, that all of us, no matter what, you know, statistics say, no matter what people say about this generation is, you know, going to hell or whatever, I just inform and inspire people that you have a purpose. Now, it's up to you to tap into that purpose, but we all have been created for a purpose, that God hasn't created anyone for just to create them, but he's created them for a purpose. So I let, you know, young people know you have a purpose. You just have to tap into that purpose and walk in what God has, you know, has for you.
Wonderful. And do you find that they are receptive, or they're like, you know what, I'm young and I want to just sow my wild oats and be crazy and all that kind of talk, you know, I'll wait till I get old, like 30-something, you know, that's what they say.
Right. Yeah, definitely. Well, I find those young people that, you know, are like that. And I was at a church Sunday, as I stated, and, you know, they weren't as receptive as I would have liked them to be, but I had to continue to, you know, inform them, because who knows, later down the road, they might remember that lesson. And my purpose is, if, you know, they may not get it right then and there, they may not be receptive that day, but there'll be a time where they remember that word, that I have an assignment in. I might not be walking in it now, but I can walk in it now. It's never too late, you know, to walk in that assignment once God has placed it on and in your life. So, you know, definitely I find those that are not as receptive as I would like them to be, but I understand that everyone is not as mature, not on the level that I am. And I'm 18. I'm not, you know, ashamed to say it, but, you know, I understand that they may not be as receptive, but I keep preaching it. I keep speaking it. And, you know, my life is an example of walking in your assignment. So,
yes, and that's the best advertisement is your life.
Right.
And how did you get so grounded, you know, at 18? What got you here?
Well, definitely God and being in church. That was the foundation that set it all. You know, at a young age, 2 and 3, I wanted to go to church. It was, you know, in me to go to church, and I knew my assignment and my calling at a very, very young age. Started preaching when I was 12. Was already singing and playing the drums, playing the keyboard, self-taught myself to play those instruments. And so that was at a young age, you know, about, like I said, 3 and 2. I was running around the house, you know, having funerals for my fishes and, you know, and teddy bears. So it was already in me. And I believe what's in you will come out of you. So, you know, that was, you know, being in the church that nurtured me and guided me and, you know, just having God in my life and parents that were fearing God and grandparents that feared God. I really believe that was the start of it all.
All right. So, listeners, you can tell you definitely want to be connected with Next Dimension Network. Again, check them out on Facebook and also the official DKW.org website, www.officialdkw.org. All right. And so community, how, you know, important is it for us to be involved and try to impact our communities?
Very, very imperative to be involved in the community, because I know my community has stood behind me. I'm from Ypsilanti, Michigan, not a big, big town, but big enough where, you know, I have those times when I can give back to my community and they also support me in all my endeavors. And so I know that community service and, you know, getting out in the community and spreading the word of God and spreading the love of God is very important when I can help out someone else and give back to the community that gave to me and helped me along the way, you know. So I was featured on the Teen Nick Halo Award, and it was basically spotlighting young people who gave back to their community. And so it was just a way that, you know, when you give, you get. That's what I believe is the energy that I put out into the world and the community or wherever, I'm expected that same energy in return. So it was just something in me that I knew I had to get the word out. Don't only help, you know, yourself, but help the community that helped you.
All right, help the community that helped you. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, and we are talking to an emerging youth leader. Oh, my goodness. And check him out online, officialdkw.org, and also Next Dimension Network on Facebook and on Twitter, all of those great places. You definitely want to check him out. And so, what is next for you? What do you see happening next?
Next, I am, I know you said it, that I was an early college student, and I just want to explain that I was in high school, and it was an opportunity of a lifetime, I call it, to go to a charter school and go to get college credits 2 years earlier and be two years ahead of my graduating class. So I'm in that program. This is the final year. So I will be graduating with an associate's degree in liberal arts and have my high school diploma. I'll graduate college before I graduate high school. So that's just amazing in itself. And then
we need to give you like an applause. Listen, I think you need to put your hands together for that. Wow, because of the dropout rate across the nation, so to be able to be graduating with college, with an associate's degree and that's an accomplishment itself there. So, all right, and so then what do you look forward to after that?
And then I would love to go to either DePaul University in Chicago, Illinois, or University of Michigan here in Michigan. So, I mean, the opportunities are endless for me, but I do know that whatever I do, I am going to be inspiring, impacting, and informing people across the world. So whether that is being in public relations, a public speaker, continuing to own my own network and build the network, I'm not sure. I'm just praying to God and asking for guidance, but I do know that where I am now, is going to just take me. The road ahead is just, it's bright. I can't go back now. So I know whatever I do in the future is going to be great. I'm working in the movie Sparkle.
Yeah, backwards is not an option.
Right. So,
you said what? The movie Sparkle?
Yes, that's shooting here in Detroit. I am going to be an extra in that. And so that's just an opportunity that I'm taking advantage of. And so many other great things. MTV has come to me with the reality show, and we're working out some legal, things right now because, as I stated, I own my own network. So I don't want them to be taking my, my intellectual property and using it.
Right.
And killing my network. So I want to make sure that legally I own my own network and have it. So that's what we're working out now. But hopefully I will be on a Young Entrepreneur show on MTV sometime next year. So
get out of Dodge. And when you get on there, I want you to remember the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
I will definitely
Don't get the big head now.
I have to say, this is my first time being interviewed. So that's why when I wrote you on Twitter, I just felt the connection. I said, I want to get on her show. I've never been interviewed. So this is actually, the tables have turned, and it's actually a great experience.
I'm glad that I was able to be a part of your first experience where you're on the other side of the microphone.
Yeah. Right.
Because you're usually interviewing. And so what's the difference? Is it harder to be an interviewee or harder to be the interviewer?
It's actually pretty harder being the interviewee because you don't know where the interview is going. You have to just play it by ear and listen to the questions and think. So it's a little more complex.
I got something trickier to ask you. Look, trick or treat. I know Halloween was yesterday.
Right.
What's your thoughts? This is gonna probably be what are your thoughts as far as Christians and Halloween? Like, what did you think? What do you think about that?
I put on Twitter yesterday, I don't celebrate Halloween. My brother and sister, they went out and they went trick or treating, but they did not know the pagan part of the holiday, and they didn't know, that it was basically a demonic and synthetic, holiday.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it really is based on how you look at Halloween and what you believe it to be. Most children, they just look at it as being a night that I dress up and go get candy. But it's
right.
So much out there that I was really praying and just, asking God to watch over everyone that was out because, down in Florida, I was hearing that people was putting things in candy and, just hurting children and hurting people. So it is really how you look at it and, the saying that you eat the fish and spit out the bones. So, I mean, if you go in and go out that night, just remember that you're going to get candy. You're dressing up, not for this pagan holiday. So it's the way you look at it. But I don't, I'm not so holy that I say don't, Some people can go overboard with holiness, so. It's just how you look at it.
All right. I love it. Well, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what motivates you.
What motivates me? Definitely the Word of God and God Himself. He keeps me motivated when I don't feel like doing something. So I tell people all the time that in order to inspire, impact, and inform, you must first be inspired, impacted, and informed. And so definitely seeing my African-American community, those who are, you know, in leadership roles, those who are making a difference in the world, I look at them and I'm inspired to keep on going and, you know, use my small platform and, you know, make a bigger change than that has already been made. So I'm always inspired by other, you know, leaders and other people who can help me as I can help them. So I'm definitely always motivated.
Well, you definitely appear to be on the right track. So we say keep going, keep moving, keep pressing forward. And we're excited that we were able to talk to you about Next Dimension Network and, of course, just about your life and just inspiring. I hope this inspires even adults that are listening, that if you have teens, if you have young adults, you know, you can have them listen to this and say, you know, this is an 18-year-old who, you know, is using his life to impact people, and you can do the same thing. Of course, you know, you can always listen to all past shows at Charvette.com. Charvette.com has all the past shows. You can listen there. Of course, Blog Talk Radio, we love you. We love listeners from Blog Talk Radio. You can listen from there. And the show is also available in iTunes. So big shout-out to our iTunes and iPods and iPad listeners. We appreciate you. Mr. DeMarchio, K. Williams, DKW, Next Dimension Network, thank you so much for joining us on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Thanks for having me again.
Oh, you are quite welcome. Thank you. All right, listeners, I'm telling you what, today was off the chain. We started out talking to Patty Lacey. She is the author of An Irish Woman's Tale, What the Bayou Saw, The Rhythm of Secrets, and the newly released Reclaiming Lily. Again, Patty Lacey writes women's contemporary fiction inspired by Romans 8:28. Check her out online at pattylacey.com. Then we went into our next spotlight, our artist spotlight, gospel artist. I'm telling you, just hip-slapping, good old gospel artist, but she can put a spin on some things. That's evangelist Liz Wright from New York by way of, well, from Farmville, Virginia now, by way of New York. Check out her project on CD Baby. All you have to do is search for Liz Wright. CD Baby, This Is My Story is the name of it. And we played the track Alive, Alive. And then, of course, we wrapped up with our youth, young adult emerging leader, Mr. DeMarchio, K. Williams, DKW, Next Dimension Network. Connect with him on Twitter, on Facebook. The official website is www.officialdkw.org. You want to definitely connect with all of our guests. Listen, today's show was so fun, super excited. Oh, I forgot, we do have a big shout-out, a community event sponsored by Alfred Powell Jr. Ministries, and they present Fresh, All Things New, a music seminar and concert that's coming up this weekend, November 3rd through the 5th, in Petersburg, Virginia, Petersburg Stand Up. It's going to be held at Third Baptist Church, and that's 550 Farmer Street in Petersburg, Virginia. Thursday night, they have Reverend Pamela McLaughlin. She is awesome. When I tell you, she is awesome. She's going to be talking to pastors, trustees, and ministers of music, and her session is Starting and Growing a Quality Music Ministry. That's Thursday night. Then there will be a rehearsal after that. They have featured artists that will teach original music Thursday night, Friday night, and on Saturday, November 5th, there are workshops 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., seminar classes from guests, gospel industry networking, vocal technique, organ, drum, and yours truly, Charvette Mitchell, will be in the house just to share a little bit about interacting with the media and all that good stuff. They have Bishop James Rudy Brown, he's one of the guests, clinicianist Perry Evans, one of the guests, John Fox, Pastor Susie Wright, James Henley, Tyrone Nelson III, Kelvin Wilkins, from Kojic, Pennsylvania, PA. Big shout out to our Kojic family. We know they are in convocation this week, and you can check it out online, actually. I put it on my Twitter. I think that I love the live streaming. Actually, my church just started live streaming, so I got to put a shout in for New Jerusalem International Christian Ministries. Big shout out for our live stream on Sunday at 12 noon, njicm.com. You can go there, njicm.com, and check out the live streaming there. This has been a phenomenal show. I'm so excited that all of you joined and checked this out. And you know what? This is going to wrap up another edition of the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. If you're not following me on Twitter, I need you to follow me on Twitter. What are you doing? Twitter.com/Charvette. Of course, connect with me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, and my official website, of course, Charvette.com. You can know of upcoming shows. You can also listen to all the past shows, which is really cool. You can share the link with a friend. Let them, you know, listen, anybody. It's awesome, awesome. We appreciate all of our listeners, as we mentioned earlier before, from all across the world, the wide web. We love you. We do this for you, and we hope that you'll continue to be blessed by the show and everything that we have. So you want to check back next week. We're going to be talking to a hip-hop. He does hip-hop. Education, a hip-hop educator. We're going to be talking to the queen of credit score, the credit score queen. She can tell you how to raise your credit score even if you had bankruptcy and repos and all this other kind of stuff. She will tell you how the tips and some of the tricks that you can use to raise your credit score. So you want to check us out next week, Charvette.com. Don't forget, I'll see you later. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you've been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Catch Charvette Mitchell every Tuesday at 6 p.m. interviewing all the stars you want to hear from. So until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. This is the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.